Sports Radio, your Easter Monday here on your racing leader. Ray Thomas is with us, and so too Philip Dingwall from the Stewards Department at Racing New South Wales. Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew and Ray, and happy Easter.
And same to you, Phil.
Easter eggs, come on.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got to be true there as a steward. How many did you demolish there yesterday?
Only one. One was a small bunny.
Oh, please, no. Come on, mate. Come on, Phil. I can't
I'm getting on in years, so I've got to be mindful of the calorie intake.
Oh, geez, I don't worry about that. I can give you the tip. Hey, Phil, obviously issues again with Riser here with the scratchings.
Yeah, that's right. So we've just extended the scratching time to about 8:15, and I've put down my phone number, and I know that Mark Van Gessel has also been taking some scratching. So it's certainly old school stuff this morning.
All right. Well, we're sitting on 33, and we'll just keep an eye on those. Once they go in for a more final, we'll update if there's any extras. What have you found for us there, mate?
This race for number one, Magic, as at its last start at Newcastle on the 29th of March. It was race widened without cover for the major part of the race. It ran third that day, beaten half a length. We go over to race five, Octavian Augustus, which is backing up from Warwick Farm at its last start. It's got blinkers on today and blinkers off. And Kieran McAvoy explained that the horse didn't handle the heavy track conditions on that day. So all things being equal and being a surface, we would expect Octavian Augustus to perform better. Right. Go to race six, horse number nine, Hirokin. That was the horse that was subject of a steward's inquiry at its most recent start on the 29th of March. Ran third that day, beaten 1.3 lengths. And it should have probably won that race. And the rider was penalised, I think it was approximately about a month for failing to take all reasonable permissible measures. And in that same race as well, Kaseki Dane, it had no luck in the straight at its most recent start at Newcastle on the 8th of the 4th. It ran third out of 10, beaten 1.2 lengths, and was held up for clear running in the early part of the straight and disappointed for running at about the 300 metres.
Right.
Just then over to race eight, Maram. It didn't obtain clear running at a vital stage. Probably over about the last 200 metres at Warwick Farm on the 5th of the 4th, and the rider was advised that he's riding round in the home turn. He's not shifting out and affording that horse clear running. And it should perform to a better expectation, I'm sure, to the stable today.
Yeah, explained by Peter Snowden earlier this morning. That's Maram in the last number 11. All right, so we'll keep an eye on the scratchings. It's the first meeting at Canterbury since the 17th of Feb.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we've got the internationals, Charlie Appleby's horses that have been out, and they're gone now. They're off the track. They're in their isolation area away from the race meeting, and that's thankfully that we can race there today.
Yeah, looking forward to it. As I say, it'll be a good day, and we hope we get a good crowd there for Easter Monday.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, Phil. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Philip Dingwall from the Stewards Department. Soft 7. Penetrometer 5.65, and the rail is true. And she comes on, been coming on a Tuesday, Ray, during the carnival. She's been out doing track work, but she said, give me a bit more time, I'm ready to go into the big stuff. And she's not yet ready to take on Duff, but she can take on you. Lizzie Jelfs is joining us from Sky Racing. Morning to you, Lizzie.
Good morning. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Lizzie. Happy Easter, Liz.
And to you.
Do I dare ask, Ray?
You better. You've asked everybody
else. I've asked
Andrew.
Everyone else. How many Easter eggs, Lizzie?
I didn't have many. I'm not a chocolate person, but don't worry, my kids made up for it. They were twitching last night as they were trying to sleep. They had so much sugar going through them.
Oh, I know the problem. I tell you, our next person on, there'll be no hesitation in telling us how many he had. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Munz.
I don't know whether I should be saying good morning to you, Andrew, or good morning to you, Ray. You carved me up approximately 18 minutes ago, casting aspersions. I'll say good morning to Lizzie. How are you?
I gave you a rap, Glenn.
Oh, no. And you know what? My Easter egg count? Zero.
Oh, good man.
My body is a temple, Andrew.
Oh, please. Next thing you'll be telling me you had no Pepsi yesterday.
No, and there's one right in front of me at the moment. Actually. I had a couple of cherry ripes, but not Easter eggs. No, okay. not a real person.
Righto. Hey, is the microphone anywhere near your mouth? You're just very low this morning.
You know what it is? I'll turn the actual microphone level up here.
Yeah, that's it. Beautiful. We just like to hear you.
Well, I don't want to burst into people's eardrums first up, Andrew.
I understand.
You know, I'm like the riser system. I'm just having a little bit of trouble walking
You're
up
working your way into the race.
Oh, I tell you what, that bloke that pedals it, he must be away for the weekend or something because horror on Saturday.
Saturday morning.
No, what about last Wednesday morning? When they couldn't get the acceptances up.
Yeah, no, please. They had Mondays up ahead of Saturdays. That's how well they were going. Now, what I can officially tell you is that they've gone interim, and there's 33. So off what I've given you, there's no extras. So hopefully we're in safe ground. And you're able to update markets?
Yeah, we've opened all the markets. Every race is up at Canterbury. Every race is up at Sandown. And if we get a scratching through from this point onward, it'll just be treated like a normal scratching with deductions and the like.
All right, well, let's hook into them. Ray's got the speed maps. He did the form on them. Lizzie's got the tips with Ray. So let's look at the market. Glenn, for the first at 12:30.
It's the Tab Plate, Andrew, race one on the program, and we've got Cadiro here with Winkers On at $4.20. El Venetian is the $2.60 favourite. He's Blessed came out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. It's Academic at $31. Madison Gardens at $16. Polaris Jack at $4.20. Skiffield is a $10 chance. Wayanka at $6. He's back as a gelding today. Weston out this morning, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. And Zorro is a $31 chance. Not a great deal of activity on the first here. The best supported runner at this stage is the favourite in El Venetian. Over the second pick would be Polaris Jack.
Well, in the speed map, boys, I've got It's Academic and probably El Venetian coming across from a wide-ish gate. I think the Chris Waller pair of Skifield and Wayanka will take advantage of their inside gate. So, Lizzie, I've got a pretty decent tempo in the first.
Yeah, I agree. It's a pretty open race for this maiden, but my numbers are 2, 6, 8 and 5. I have El Venetian on top. Last preparation, two preparations ago, we ran in a Blue Diamond preview, so they had a decent opinion. And last preparation, first up, he was beaten by the narrowest of margins. So I think he gets conditions to suit today, and both trials have been really nice. He was really switched on his latest trial and made to hit the line strongly, so I think that's good enough for him to be breaking his maiden today. Polaris Jack, he's another horse that showed quite a bit last preparation. He had two runs which had excuses, but his most recent run where he was turned out, he ran second to Calander at Warwick Farm. He's had the spell, he's had two trials in preparation, and he's ran second in his latest trial at Randwick, and he's another horse that could jump out of the ground and run quite nicely. The eighth in Wayanka, I really like this horse. Since as though he's had the gelding, I think this will really do him the favour, and he hasn't had too long off, so he's still got that residual fitness. And another horse that I don't mind is Madison Gardens, number 5. She's been at the 1400 the past couple of starts, and I just think she's been overdoing it. She's been a little bit keen. They're going to step her back to the shorter trip with the blinkers still. I think she can run quite nicely. 2, 6, 8 and 5.
Well, I'm hoping that tempo sets it up for a couple coming from off speed here in the first. I like 6 Polaris Jack from 1 Cadiro. They're both resuming today, but both come off lovely trials, particularly Polaris Jack, as Lizzie mentioned earlier, and he showed a lot of promise at his debut prep, and that second behind Calander, hasn't that form stood up since? He'll be setting back off them, and if the tempo is as solid as we expect, he'll be the horse rushing home late. Take on board, though, Andrew, what Tim Clark did tell us earlier, that he may be in need of the run, but he's nice and fresh for this, and I'll bank on his ability as a promising horse to beat 1 Cadiro, who's drawn a soft gate here, but should settle front half, but just off that solid tempo. And he showed on debut at Canterbury last year that he's got a lot of ability. He's the half to Messini, and he's also come off a couple of lovely trials. If this tempo sets up for them, I think they're the two to beat. Number 2, El Venetian, right in the mix here. It's Lizzie's on top selection. If he can cross from that gate, he comes out of barrier 8 now and get across outside lead, or in fact even lead, he'll be really hard to run down. He's come off a couple of nice trials. And number 7, Skifield, I've liked its two trials. Was ridden up on speed when it won 2 runs back, and last start given a soft trial behind Heyman. Looks a promising type going forward. In the first, 6 Polaris Jack on top from 1, 2 and 7.
Darren Flindell calling there on Easter Monday. He likes number 8 in the first, Wananka. to beat 6-1 and 2. 8-6-1 and 2 for Darren in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, this will be interesting just to see if there's much interest in a few of these debuting.
There's interest in one, Andrew, one of the better back runners on the whole program in this race here. It's the hashtag, the races handicap here. This two-year-old maiden over 1,100. Dahad, not there. 11 cents to win, nothing the place. The deduction for it. Boyish at $11. Easy go, easy win at $18. Icon of Dubai, a $7 chance. Military Academy out this morning, 8 cents to win, nothing the place. Patriot out on Friday. 6 cents a win and nothing the place after running at Hawkesbury on Thursday. Pimble is a $4.60 chance. Regent at $6.50. Sambro at $7. Mr. Kai Lin at $13. Blonde Intuition off the win at Hawkesbury is ineligible, no deduction. Burden of Proof out, no deduction. Ran at Kembla, I think, on Saturday. Envy of All, $3.20 and favourite. Gold Digger Girl is a $41 chance. And the bottom one, which is Discussions, at $26, and he is back as a gelding today. Best supported runner here and one of the better back runners on the program is Envy of All. Actually went up $8 in the first market, but then Blonde Intuition came out and Patriot came out, was a $7 chance. Then it was into as short as $4 by yesterday, and after all the scratchings, opens $3.20 this morning.
I think the Gerald Ryan trained pair will control the tempo here. Pimble's drawn the inside gate off its trial. It's got dazzling speed. I think it will take full advantage of that rails gate and lead. Boyish might settle outside of it. The Gerald Ryan pair 1-2. Mr. Colin might be another horse who races up on tempo, but Lizzie, I think Pimble and Boyish might control the tempo here.
Well, you'd expect from that trial that Pimble put in that he would be certainly controlling the tempo. I know he's got the blinkers off, so he might be a little bit more settled, but from gate one, that would be the expected leader. My numbers are 13, 7, 8 and 4. I've got Envy of All on top from the James Cummings stable. I just love the way this filly switched around heels and hit the line so beautifully. She's got a great action on her. I know sometimes out of James's stables, you can't be super confident with them going into their first start, whether they're wound up, but I just really enjoyed the way how she hit the line. She's, as I said, got this great action, and she really looks like a very stylish type. From the seven, Pimble, I couldn't put a horse like this on top the way it trialed. He just did everything wrong, even though he looks like he has untapped ability. He needs to settle and he needs to relax, and that's how I probably want to see him today, with the blinkers off. He's going to be on speed. He's going to make his own luck. But whether he burns himself out is another thing. The eight in Regent from the O'Shea stable, he's another horse who looks like he's got plenty of ability and hit the line beautifully. He's a horse with a great action. He hasn't won a trial as yet, but he certainly looks like he's got some untapped ability there. And another horse in a similar basket in Icon of Dubai, he's a horse that will be getting back and running on. My top selection, 13, Envy of All from 7, 8 and 4.
Yeah, I take into account what Lizzie's saying there about Pimble, but Lizzie, I'm going to go with him because of that inside gate. I think it's such an advantage for two-year-olds, particularly a jump-and-run type like him. And around the Canterbury 1,100 metres, if he can reproduce that dazzling speed he showed in the trial, it was something to watch. I think he might just run these ragged Pimble. He looks a nice type. And look, I'm going to select him on top. Number 7, Pimble. The danger, I thought, was 13, Envy of All. As Glenn Munsey said, some big money already for this well-bred youngster from the James Cummings stable. And that recent trial of hers at Randwick, excellent when she zoomed past Blonde Intuition, who's come out and won just to frank that form line. Looks a very nice type going forward. Envy of All. Big watch here also, number 4, Icon of Dubai. Lizzie found Icon of Dubai as well in her top 4, and this is the half to Pride of Dubai, and Peter Snowden gave a nice push for this colt. Lizzie's right, he'll probably get back, and but expect him to be running home hard. Of course, his half-brother, Pride of Dubai, won a size. He's a nice type going forward, Icon of Dubai. And of the rest, I thought number 9, Sambro, did enough at Warwick Farm on debut back in February, got home really strongly late on a heavy track behind Drackery's, resuming here off a short let-up, had a nice soft trial going into this. Hugh Bowman rides one to watch. In the second, I've gone 7, Pimble on top. I'm just banking on that inside gate working to his advantage. 7, 13, 4 and 9 in the second.
Darren Flindell's with you, Ray. Pimble on top, number 7, to beat 8, 13 and 4. 7, 8, 13 and 4 in race 2. We'll take a little break. We're previewing Canterbury with Ray and Lizzie and Glenn. Back in a moment.
Where else do you get 3 hours of racing and sport on a Sunday morning?
Nowhere else.
Be sure to join Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. 7 through 10 Sunday mornings, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
All comers, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the Champion Stakes and lived up to the title.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Beth.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Every weekend, you see them somewhere watching kids play sport. People living out their own sporting dreams through their kids. Some of them think they know everything about sport and they're not afraid to let others know. But it's these same people who make kids want to give up sport because they put them under pressure. If that person is you or someone you know, it's time to stop. I'm Dean Mum from the New South Wales Waratahs, and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules for more info.
Punters Postmortem talks carnival racing Tuesday morning at 9.
It's 22 minutes past 8. Lizzie Jolts, Ray Thomas, Glenn Munsey all here looking at the program at Canterbury. And Glenn, we're up to race 3.
Yeah, you'll be happy to know, Andrew, those scratching have gone finalised now at 20 okay. past 8.
So and there's still 33. So all that we gave, there's no changes to those.
Righto, the third is the TAB Rewards plate here. And Brood War came out on Saturday. 8 cents to win and nothing the place. Candream came out this morning. 5 cents to win and nothing to play. Symbolism is a $6.50 chance. Hittite at $7.50. Holly Mount Star out this morning, 2 cents to win, nothing to place. Comanche Forts is a scratching, no deduction. Love Letter at $3.20 and favourite. Noir at $4.60. Ondo Passa came out because it's ineligible. It won at Nowra yesterday. The deduction there, 3 cents to win and nothing to place. Penny Dreadful is a $21 chance. Playbook out this morning, 2 cents to win and nothing to place. Slow Burn at $3.40. And Solar Cry with winkers on is a $15 chance. Very little separating two runners here. They both had good support. Symbolism and Slow Burn. Slightly more money for Symbolism, who went up as much as $13. It's been averaged out at around about $9. And Slow Burn, who went up a high of $5. And it's been averaged out at around about $3.60.
Interesting race this, Lizzie. I think there's a fair bit of speed, actually. Symbolism's shown good speed in a trial. She's drawn that soft gate, gate two. She'll cross in front of Hittite. I think she'll hold the rails and lead. Noir was up on speed at Newcastle. She's drawn softly as well, and she should settle close. Watch for Slow Burn, Solly, who's shown a lot of ability at the trial. She'll come out of the gates running, as will Solar Cry. So, Lizzie, I've got them running along a bit here in the third.
Yeah, that's why I went with my on top selection, which is Noir. So my numbers are 8, 3, 7 and 12. I just thought that Noir got a lovely run from the gate and had that benefit of having the race fitness. She is 37 days since she ran there. She was beaten on the Beaumont track on debut, and I think she gets her chance to really go one better today. The stablemate Symbolism, I thought, was a really nice couple of trials, but I'm a bit dubious about tipping horses that have had the trials on the synthetic track. I haven't had much luck with them, so I'm just going to put her into second. Love Letter, another horse who has got last preparation, has got the improvement form, which was the best form going around that time of year, should run quite nicely. The trial wasn't anything to write home about, but sometimes you can get a bit wrapped up into the trials. And another horse who you also mentioned who should be on the speed, Slow Burn, has been impressive at the trials. I thought that she should run quite nicely. So my on top, 8 Noir from 3, 7, 12.
Yeah, I've been waiting for Slow Burn to come to the races, and look, she's just been burning up the tracks of the trial. She did so late in the spring, but Lesbridge didn't take her to the races, turned out after two really good trials. But in recent weeks, she's come off two brilliant trial wins at Randwick, and look, just needs a touch of luck. I take Lizzie's point. Noir might just ease off and settle third or fourth just behind the lead. That'll allow Slow Burn to cross outside Symbolism, and and with any sort of luck in running, look, I think she'll win this. I think she's a very promising type. She's got really good acceleration when they press the button, and as I said, I've been waiting for Lesbridge to bring Slow Burn to the races. Today's the day, 12 Slow Burn on top. The danger is a 7 Love Letter. Lizzie found this filly from the John Thompson stable, and that her debut run at Canterbury, as Lizzie mentioned, she was second to Improvement, which was terrific form last summer. That was back in November. Peaceful Sea was third, Oklahoma Girl fourth. They've all won since as well. She's resuming here. Also comes off a really nice trial behind a handy horse in Yays and Nays. He came off that to run well at the Provincials on debut. Watch for Love Letter first up here. She'll settle off speed, get home strongly late, as she did at her debut at Canterbury back in November. Number 8, Noir. Well, Lizzie's 100% right. Did a really good job at Newcastle on debut. We'll get the right run today, and it'll be really hard to beat. That race experience stands her in good stead. And look, I thought the three symbolism showed a lot of good race sense in both her recent trials. I take Lizzie's point about the synthetic. She has to produce this on turf today, but I just think she's got good natural race speed, and that inside barrier, she'll be up on speed, leading on the fence, be hard to run down. But looking forward to seeing the debut of 12 Slow Burn. 12 Slow Burn on top from 7, 8 and 3 in the third.
Darren Flindell's all over the Love Letter number 7. I reckon Lizzie would have received a few love letters in her time, Glenn.
Well, Andrew, you know, you're prying into this young lady's personal life. You
that's
know,
okay. We're allowed to do that on this show.
That's why Glenn and I are such good friends, calling me a young lady. I just that's why.
Well, I was going to say lovely young lady as well. So.
Oh, please. Enough of this. 7 Love Letter.
Where's this going, Andrew?
Yeah, no, you just
We're very tight at Sky Racing. Very tight.
Yeah, just stop and don't give him the chance. Darren Flindell, 7 to beat, 3, 12 and 8. 7, 3, 12 and 8. And by the way, I should have mentioned this again, free entry today at Canterbury. You can roam through the gates there, Glenn, and enjoy the beautiful facilities, and the kids can roam around, have a real good old-fashioned day out there as they run off all the eggs from yesterday. So free entry for Canterbury as we help our listeners, Glenn, into race 4.
Yeah, and it's a very exciting day for us at Sky Racing, Andrew, because I think they've built a new broadcast section for it. So, you know, we're excited to get to Canterbury today to actually be inside a structure. And, of course, you know, we normally get out in the rain and everything like that, so today's a beautiful day and we're going to be inside.
No, you'll appreciate it, though, in months to come.
Yeah, so hopefully you do. Yeah, race 4 is the Pluck at Vinery here. Fillies and Mares benchmark 72 over 1,100. We start with Magic as a $7 chance. For Me Dad is a scratching because it's running later, no deduction. Miss Debutante is a $4.60 chance. Nonpareil at $3.80. Stilettoed Vixen at $14. Zoomagic at $26. In Times of War, favourite, $2.60. Kel Liaison here at $17. The Wasp came out on Saturday, 3 cents a win, nothing to place. Divergence at $18. Knights on Fire at $41. Well, finally going to get to the races in Times of War. Was entered for 2 races last week at Warwick Farm. Was scratched out of both of them. It's been $3.60 here into $2.70. Did go up $2.70 this morning. The boys have had another look and just give it a twist into $2.60. Not a bean for any other runner.
Really keen on in Times of War here, guys. I think she's going to get the lovely run, because there's good speed here. I think Miss Debutante, I'm not sure what she did in that recent Warwick Farm trial, Lizzie. Normally she gets up on speed. She couldn't keep up at Warwick Farm, but she comes out running like she did in her last race preparation. I think she'll cross and share the lead with Quell Liaison and Stiletted Vixen. I think they'll run along a bit here in race 4.
Yeah, well, I'm very, very keen on in Times of War in this race. I think she's struck a perfect race for resumption. So my numbers are 7, 4, 3 and 10. Have in Times of War on top. But as Glenn was saying, we've been waiting for her to start. She's been accepted for a couple of times and hasn't got to the races. She went out a winner last preparation, beating Zonk. Her 2 trials in resumption for this have been excellent. What the latest, the second behind Defcon, where she wasn't even let go, I thought was probably her most creditable. She gets a lovely run from the gate, and I think she's found a race that she just might be a little bit better than a few of these horses. In for second, I've got Nonpareil. It was a good win last start at Kembla Grange on a rain-affected surface, so we know that she's going to be handling that, and she should be another one who should be right in the finish. Miss Debutante, I liked her first trial in resumption, but her second trial was a little bit iffy. I'm putting it down to maybe the synthetic track. Yep. Some horses don't like to stretch out on it, but certainly her first trial showed that she was going quite nicely, but there is a bit of a question mark, and you will have to take her on trust. And in for fourth, the 10 Divergence has got a reasonable good first up record, went out a winner last preparation, and also handles the soft going. On top, very keen in Times of War, the 7 from 4, 3 and 10.
Exactly the same numbers, exactly the same order, Lizzie. I've got in Times of War on top for all the reasons Lizzie said. Look, she showed a lot of promise last prep. She was second at Rose Hill to Sprite, who we know has gone on to much bigger things since then, came out and won at Warwick Farm, beating Zonk. Zonk's come back and won since as well. She's just a talented filly, and the way this race sets up, she's going to get a lovely run off speed, and I think she'll zoom past some late. That recent Rose Hill trial, Lizzie, I swear she beat Defcon. I still can't work out how Defcon actually won that trial. Obviously a bob of the heads, but it looked like she was in front all the way and under double wraps too. She's really going well in Times of War. I think she'll win this from four nonpareil. Lizzie's made the point that this mare was good first up at Kembla. That brings race fitness to Canterbury today. And she's always been a handy type for the Godolphin stable. She won two of her last three now. She might have turned the corner nonpareil. Number three, Miss Debutante. As I said earlier, I don't know what happened in that Warwick Farm trial, but Lizzie's point, the synthetic track, maybe that was the reason. At her last prep, she showed good promise, and two of her wins, she was up on speed and race clear on the turn, defied challenges. She's pretty smart if she's on her game, Miss Debutante. And number 10, Divergence. This is a big watch horse. Tony Brassel found this to you earlier, Andrew, in his trial watches, and its recent trial, it was out the back under double wraps, and we heard from Timmy Clark saying he wasn't, or she wasn't appreciating the kickback, but when he pressed the button late, her last 200 metres was eye-catching. She'll be getting it back off the speed here and flashing home late, Divergence, and definitely one to follow. Good race of fourth, but really keen, as Lizzie is, on number 7 in Times of War. 7, 4, 3 and 10.
Darren Flindell's also likes the 7 in Times of War to beat 1, 4 and 10. 7, 1, 4 and 10. And a good point, Ray. I should have been mentioning those fancies for our listening audience builds on a public holiday. We don't all sort of jump out of bed bright and breezy on a public holiday.
That's true.
In the first, Tony mentioned number 8. In race 2, it was number 4, which I think, is Icon of Dubai, number 4. In race 3, he mentioned Love Letter, number 7. Mm-hmm. And in race 4, he mentioned In Times of War, but he also threw in number 10, Divergence. So he was mainly on the 7, but certainly mentioned the 10 in that race. So we'll continue on. I think he misses a couple of races now and then picks them up later. Race 5, Glenn, this is the tab.com.au handicap. First leg of the normal quaddy today.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. And we start with Mortar Platoon here for Jeff and Mary Grimish is a $5.50 chance. Beretta with blinkers on today at $9. A Point Percy is an $8 chance. Ascot Red at $35, reinforced at $4.20, and at that price makes it favourite. Le Cavalier is at $7. Octavian Augustus, blinkers on today and the winkers come off. That's the reverse of what it carried at Warwick Farm last Wednesday on the backup here. $4.60. Don't Nick Me is a $26 chance. Red Jubawi at $15. Star of Legs with the tongue tie off at $51. And Valentino Rossa is a $13 chance. Pretty quiet betting race this. Best supported runner at this stage is Octavian Augustus. Went up $4.60, was $4.60 into $4.40. It's gone back to $4.60. Beretta, one customer was keen to be on it this morning. As soon as the market opened, he had $700 on it at $11, and it is now into $9, and it is the second pick.
I think Don't Nick Me will probably just jump straight to the front here, guys. Join the nice gate, gate 3, does race up on speed. I don't think they'll go that hard, though. Lizzie Beretta, I think, might be ridden a little bit more aggressively in a forward position today. Just got lost last start. A Point Percy's doing a little awkward, so may come across and try and settle close to the speed. But I don't think Don't Nick Me will get much to take it on in front early.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tricky race on paper, I found, with not a great deal of speed. But my numbers are 7, 2, 5 and 6. I have Octavian Augustus on top. If you go back three starts, he didn't have a lot of luck in the Rose Hill race. He was stopped for a run. This was his first run after being gelded, and it showed that he's come back in good order. He then went on and went for a confidence-boosting win at Newcastle over the 1350, which I really thought he would go on with it. And his run last start, when they switched the gear around, really didn't. He just didn't hit the line as well as I thought he would. But there is excuses. And I think if he can recapture that form from Newcastle, I think he can really be in a race like this today. From the 2 Peretta, this is a step down in class. He didn't have a lot of luck at Newcastle last start, and there was a solid run returning two runs back. Reinforced, he's another horse who's been pretty consistent his last two runs. This preparation, he's run second in a 1,200 metre at Newcastle and a 1,400 metre at Newcastle, and the step-up in trip will certainly suit him. And Le Cavalier, I'm reasonably confident with him if there was speed on, but there's not a great deal of speed on, and he's always a horse that runs well at Canterbury and hits the line strongly. It's just whether he can get over the top of them. 7, 2, 5 and 6 for me.
Yeah, the tempo worries me too, Lizzie, but I'm going to stick with 5, Reinforce from 6, Le Cavalier. I just think Reinforce is working up nicely in progression distance-wise coming into today's race. The 1550 ideal, as Peter Snowden told us earlier. Its last two runs have been excellent. Hits the line strongly. Just needs a little bit of pressure up front so it gets the opportunity to run home, but it's certainly in the right vein of form. Just needs luck to go his way here today, number 5, Reinforce. I got him on top from 6, Le Cavalier. He's just a tough season campaigner. Hasn't run a bad race for ages, and last start was really good in the Albury Mile. He's going great guns at the moment, Le Cavalier, and he'll give you some value for your multiples. I thought number 2, Beretta, was the big danger. The key today is nice barrier. If he jumps and settles on speed, he'll be right in the contest here. He was terrific first up, as Lizzie said. Then last start, just got buried back in the ruck and had no opportunity. Of the rest, I thought number 1, Mortar Platoon. Look, I know he was disappointing last start, but rock hard fit. We'll need tempo as well, but Hugh Bowman stays on Mortar Platoon. I'll give him some chance, due to the fact that he's very, very fit going into this. But, look, I think 5, Reinforced, provided he gets the brakes going his way tempo-wise, is the horse to beat in race 5. 5, 6, 2 and 1.
For Darren Flindell, he likes the 5 as well. They're Reinforced to beat 2, 9 and 1. 5, 2, 9 and 1. Octavian Augustus, Lizzie's top tip, mentioned earlier as well by the stewards out of its previous race. Back in a moment to look at the last three races at Canterbury today, Easter Monday, and it's free entry.
Sky Sports Radio brought you all the thrilling moments of this year's championships at Randwick.
10 Group 1 races supplied the very best in racing.
And the stars shone brightly with some extraordinary performances.
Yes! There's history! Chautauqua makes it 3 in a row! That is unbelievable!
Woo! That was just... he's incredible, isn't he?
Bringing you the very best in New South Wales racing. Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
They all descend on the last snag. Johnson secures it, giving his dab a big don't argue. Oh, it's personal now. Dad attempts a late smother, but it's too late. Johnson's already celebrating. Just look at his face. He's chomping at the bit for more. What a beauty.
Make your mark this AFL season with great AFL offers available on your TAB app, online or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
To celebrate Easter, Bingley has special
Easter eggs.
Sure, in every Bingley store, you'll find special
Easter eggs.
No, Easter deals. Store wide.
No eggs?
No eggs.
Is the Easter bunny coming?
With these deals, you'll think Santa's coming.
I love Easter.
You love chocolate.
Mum, I love your idea of great Easter deals at Bingley.
You love chocolate.
Mum, Bingley is making Easter special. But sorry, no Easter eggs.
But there's a great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Miller.
Bruzy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Punters Postmortem talks carnival racing Tuesday morning at 9.
Coming up 20 minutes tonight, it is Ray Thomas with us, Glenn Munsey from TAB, and Lizzie Jelfs is the new voice. I tell you, big positive reaction on social media. Lizzie, how are you enjoying it? You've done the first 5 on your first morning. You enjoying it with Ray?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. I just hope I get some winners for everyone. That's the main test, isn't
it? Well, don't get negative on us, Lizzie. Munns, if she gets negative, she won't be back. That's normally the way we play it, but no, she'll be around the mark.
Oh, yeah, you get one chance, Andrew. Yeah, there's no second
chance. It's a tough school, isn't it, Lizzie? Yeah.
It's a tough school.
must have given you a few chances, Munns, all I can say.
I've still got those photos, Andrew, so,
A bloke on social media has just come to us, would love to get the same odds for polarisation again that I had 2 weeks ago. #unlikely.
Very unlikely.
Glenn?
I'll tell you what, because I have actually kept the sheet, Andrew, of the prices on the Sydney Cup.
Yeah.
And
There'll be a big difference when they reopen.
Yeah, I can tell you that polarisation opened $26 in the first markets that went up on the Sydney Cup on about the 2nd of February. Pre-barrier draw, he was $11. Post-barrier draw, he was $13. And I think you'll find he got to about $15 on race day.
Well, the only thing, I guess, is whether they do it again. Because they were two of those up there, weren't they, Lizzie and Ray, that they raced like it was a 2 mile.
Yeah, they certainly did. They were the ones that really run the trip out. But they're tough horses and they stay all day. But, God, it's apples and oranges. Who knows would have won that race if it actually had gone ahead in the fashion that was meant to.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's the big build-up to the $2 million Sydney Cup and nominations closed later this morning. Righto, we're previewing Canterbury and Glenn, we're up to race 6, the Ranvest.
Yeah, and that gentleman will know this afternoon what price polarisation will be because as soon as we get the noms for the Sydney Cup, we'll put a market up on it.
Yep.
An all-in market with the acceptances taken Wednesday morning. But the 6th here, the Ranvest, we start with Multitude is a $4.40 chance. Interlocutor is out, came out this morning, 24 cents to win, 18 cents a place. Red Knot, $4. Looking at You, it came out on Friday after winning at Hawkesbury on Thursday, 8 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Old Habits out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Nahima at $5.50. Uncle Sugar out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Good luck to Kenny Quigley, it's going to Tamworth. Up and Rolling at $3.20 in favourite. Hirokin at $16. Kaseki Dane at $13. Destroyer at $13. New Divide out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Thunder Road out, no deduction. Rosie Song out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Bayview Emperor out, no deduction. It's going to Tamworth as well. And Little Miss Chelsea is a $31 chance. Probably the quietest betting race of the day here with all of the scratchings. You're left with the most popular runner being Red Knot in front of Destroyer and Hirokin, but not even a round of drinks. And Ray, I reckon it will be one of the leaders, Red Knot.
Yeah, Red Knot should lead, Glenn. And look, he's on trial at the 1900, so I'm sure Andrew Adkins will try and give this horse as soft a run as possible. There is some other on paces. Multitude will come across from the awkward gate, I'm sure, and try and settle up on speed. Whether they try and force the issue, we'll have to wait and see. I know Nahima did lead at Gosford, but only had three rivals that day. They might just look to lob into a nice spot in a forward position. Up and Rolling's an interesting runner, Lizzie. It was ridden close to the speed at Newcastle when making its Australian debut. Probably didn't quite hit the line that day. He's drawn awkwardly here, so whether they just try and ride him a little bit more conservatively, I'm not sure. But Red Knot should lead, and I think Andrew Adkins will try and dictate terms if he can.
Yeah, that does look about right. But with my numbers are 8, 3, 1 and 6. I have Up and Rolling on top because last start he was nominated a few times and accepted with, and he never got to the races. And he just ended up having a bigger gap than usual to resume. And I just thought he ran out of puff on the Newcastle track last start when running third. As you said, he didn't have the best run in transit, so he was entitled to run out a bit of puff. But stepping up in trip, he's going to be a little bit fitter. And I think from that gate, they will ride him a little bit more quietly with Red Knot leading. And I think he will really hit the line strongly. I know the stable have got good wraps on him. And I think he's a horse that resumed nice enough as a gelding and certainly will take some benefit from that last start performance. In for second, I've got Red Knot. He's just been excellent his last three starts. He's one of those horses that obviously just needed to get that win on the board, and he's just been progressing really well. And the way they ride him on the speed, and he doesn't have any chance to slow up, and he's really started to find the line and show that he's really enjoying winning. So he certainly will be hard to beat if he gets the type of run that we think he will. Multitude was good first up at Goulburn, and there was nothing wrong with his run at last start. He's probably just the second up to the mile from the 1200. And on the heavy track first up, that might have just taken a little bit out of him. And Nahima, I know she only won a four-horse race the other day, but she beat Mortar Platoon, and Mortar Platoon, before that, was going quite nicely. There was a line through his form last start, but she's certainly a horse that will appreciate getting up to the 1,900 metres. My numbers, Up and Rolling, number 8 on top from 3, 1 and 6.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the 3 now, Red Knot. Lizzie, he was a $1 million yearling, didn't live up to that early doors, but since been transferred to Rodney Northam, this horse has really struck a rich vein of form. Comes to Canterbury off the back of three dominant wins. Look, I know he's on trial at the 1,900, but if Andrew Adkins can just get away with a couple of cheap sectionals mid-race, this horse horse will take a power of running down. As Lucy's pointed out, he's really running through the line, enjoying his racing, and I think he can make it four straight here. The danger is Multitude, the top weight. Look, he's had the two runs back from a spell. He's much fitter now going in. This year was terrific first up on a really heavy track at Goulburn. It was okay at Warwick Farm, but I take Lucy's point. Second up, he'll improve off that again. Goes well at Canterbury, and he makes his own luck up on speed, Multitude. If he forces the issue and makes this a bit of a stamina test, he might be able to wear away at Red Knight. Up and rolling, you've got to give him another chance after that Newcastle run. Just thinks he needs a touch of luck from that awkward gate as well, but he's definitely got ability. And Kazeki Dane comes out of the same race that Up and Rolling ran in. I thought his run was excellent. This is the horse who handles Canterbury, likes soft tracks, and will go around at good odds. But Red Knight on top again. I think he can make it four straight in race six. 3, 1, 8, and 10.
Darren Flindell goes with the 8, Up and Rolling for Waller and Glenn Schofield. 8 on top to beat 3, 10 and 5. 8, 3, 10 and 5 in race 6. Race 7, Glenn, we might be able to buy some furniture if we can back the winner here.
Oh, well, if you do, just see Brian Rudder, because he's the man at Bowman's Office Furniture. Good morning to Brian. And he has race 7. It is the Bowman's Office Furniture. Ray Gins, the toppie here, is a $16 chance. Punt Club out, no deduction. Rado at $9. Sweet Serendipity, beaten a whisker on Saturday, was scratched yesterday. 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Queen of Kariba at $7. Three Sheets at $8. First Hand is out, no deduction. LMNOP with the nose roll off today at $5.50. Old Man Sam at $15. Calendar at $2.60 and favourite. Love and Lies at $21. Manhattan Blues out, no deduction. Grammar School at $21. I'm Usain at $51. And For Me Dad, running in this race, scratch from an earlier race, is a $21 chance. Not massive the interest in this race either. Three Sheets actually went up $8.50 this morning. There is some money on it. Round of drinks, to be precise, but it's $8.50 into $8 so far today. It's the most popular runner over Calendar.
I think For Me Dad will just jump and run and lead here, with Sweet Serendipity out of the race. This mare probably controls the tempo up front. I think LMNOP from the soft gate will tuck in behind For Me Dad. Love and Lies will cross and go forward. And I'm Usain, also another horse who likes to race up on speed. But I think For Me Dad gets an uncontested lead here, Lizzie.
Yeah, that looks about right, Ray. My numbers are 10, 3, 8 and 9. I have Calendar on top. I just thought he's a lovely, promising gelding, and his last run was in the English race, so it's a restricted race, but he still hit the line really strongly to win. All his runs last preparation were full of merit. His first up win was excellent. His second run behind Pipeline had some merit, and then he went out a winner at last prep. So I think that he's certainly will give this race a shake. My only query is that he's just had the one trial leading into this, so he's going to have to be a little bit of a yard watch for me. In for second, I've got Rado. He absolutely loves Canterbury round. He loves the Canterbury. He loves this distance. This track and distance, he's had 5 starts for 2 wins and 3 seconds. So he certainly will be in the money on that sort of form. LMNOP gets a nice run from the gates and is good fresh and certainly will give these a shake. And in for fourth, Old Man Sam. He was up to the 1400 last start at Newcastle, and I just think stepping back in trip will really suit this guy, and he's pretty decent odds. 10-3, 8-9.
Yeah, I'm with the 10 Calendar as well, and Lizzie's point about the one trial is a salient one, but Lizzie, I was sort of encouraged to hear Peter Snowden earlier. He told us that after that trial, he just didn't think Calendar needed to go to the races with another trial under his belt. He was ready to go, so that was good news. And as Lizzie said, last summer he showed a lot of promise, particularly that Inglis sprint win. His two runs back last campaign, he was up on speed, but in the Inglis race he came from off tempo and stormed through late to win. And it was noticeable in his recent trial, a very strong trial, that was a DEFCON in times of war trial, he was chugging through the field in the middle late coming from off tempo. So Peter Snowden sort of indicated he'll be in a forward position, but in a trailing position, and he'll be hitting the line hard. Number 10, Calendar, a promising horse going forward. 8, LMNOP. Look, I know his form tapered off last prep, but he had a torrid run from a wide barrier first up, and I think that did drain him after that. He normally goes very well fresh. Today, that soft gate will get a lovely run and comes off a couple of really good trials. LMNOP, watch for him. Number 6, 3 Sheets, ran an eye-catcher first up. Robert Thompson rides today. He's a handy horse on his day. Watch for 3 Sheets getting home hard out wide. And of the rest, I thought number 1, Ray Gins can sprint well fresh, but it's in a tough little race here because I think the 10 Calander is a horse going places. I'm with Lizzie, 10 Calander on top from 8, 6 and 1.
For Darren Flindell, he also likes Calander number 10 to beat 1, 8 and 5. 10, 1, 8 and 5 in race 7. And my apologies, back in race 6, I gave Darren's tips there and included the scratching. That was my fault. So it's 8, 3 and 10 at this stage, and Darren will be on air about 11:45 to update on a couple of these latter races. The last, Glenn, is due at 4:42.
And Andrew, you're not going to believe who sponsors the last. It's the Schweppes Handicap, the last. And
How many sips?
No. They'll sponsor the Sydney Cup again.
They will.
Yep. Coming up on Saturday. Hit the mark. Well, a Pepsi Max does all the time. It came out this morning. 7 cents a winner, nothing to play. Skillful is an $11 chance. Fig Tree. Now, it's had a tie-back operation since its last run back on the 21st of October. Resumes today as a $26 chance. What could be at 14? Top Ravine with the lugging bit on, but the tongue tie comes off and the near side bubble checker comes off as well. It's a $14 chance. Chrysalis at $26. Bratislava at $4.80. That makes it equal favourite. Invincible George came out Sunday, 7 cents a win, nothing the place. Roguish, $4.80, equal favourite. The Gavel at 16, Maram at $8. Dixie Chick came out this morning, 12 cents a win and nothing the place. Thard is a $6 chance. Ruthless Agent, out no deduction. Love Me Baby at 16. Just Like Stratum, out no deduction. Heir Apparent, out no deduction. And Hesco Gold is a $12 chance. Best supported runner in the last here is Thard for Team Hawks and Tommy Berry. Second pick is Roguish.
He hit the mark coming out. Look, difficult to find a leader here. I think Top Ravine from the soft gate might try and sort of hold that inside. Roguish may come across under Hugh Bowman's, the horse who does race well up on speed, and probably Bratislava from out wide might try and come across. But they're the three I've got going forward. Lizzie, the tempo, they're a little bit indifferent here.
Yeah, that's right, Ray. My numbers are 13, 7, 11 and 9. I have a Thard on top, a really promising gelding from the Hawks stable. First up last preparation, raced really greenly and didn't find the line that well, but second up it resumed and scored really nicely on a heavy track. So I really just like the way that this horse is going. Its trial has been very solid, and another horse that looks like the distance will certainly suit him. Bratislava, a horse that has been gelded, which I think he always needed, and he comes back a gelding. He also knows how to find the line, and he had quite a good preparation last prep. Maram in for third. I really like this mare. She was a little bit big first up at Warwick Farm, so I'm taking that all into account, and she's one second up. She would have taken benefit from the run, so she's another one who should be really hard to beat. And Roguish, it's a bit tougher for this gelding, but won at Gosford over the 1,000 metres and certainly can measure up today. 13, 7, 11 and 9.
Yeah, I'm with you again, Lizzie, with Thar. Look, he's a promising horse. We heard from Michael Hawks earlier. He's hoping this horse will join the Team Hawks Brisbane Carnival team. And as Lizzie said, he showed a lot of promise at his debut preparation, particularly that Canterbury win just before Christmas at his second start, when he mowed down two pretty nice horses in Dortmund and Nepean. They both came out and won races since. His recent trial, I thought, was just eye-catching on that was April 10 at Rose Hill. Talented horse, Thard. Run of the race stuff. He's going to need a little bit of luck here. He'll be back off speed and hope that tempo is enough for him to get the chance to unwind. But I think he's definitely the horse out of this race to follow. The 13 Thard. If he can resume on a winning note, he's set for a big campaign. 13 Thard on top. From 9, Roguish. Look, I thought he was really good last. Showed good determination to win there. He's always been a horse who's got ability, Roguish. Looks to have come back in good form. And that win at Gosford when he ran down Diplomacy, it was a tough effort. I know this, the runner-up didn't race well last start, but at least Roguish has come back and is in a winning frame of mind. Number 11, Maram, as Lizzie said, didn't have a lot of luck first up. And we heard from Peter Snowden, this mare is going particularly well. She's beaten less than two lengths into seventh spot in that race, and she'll improve off that Maram and has had that run under the belt. And number 2, Skillful. Now, this is probably short of his best, but last preparation, this horse showed a lot of promise. If they run along here, watch for him getting home hard, laid out wide. If he runs a good race, he's another horse to keep in your black book going forward this prep. But I'm pretty keen on the 13 Thard. He needs run of the race stuff to go his way. If he gets that, I think he can win here. 13, 9, 7, 13, 9, 11 and 2 in the last.
Darren Flindell with a couple of scratchings this morning. So he likes 11 to beat 2 and 4, and we'll get a fourth tip later on in the morning. As I say, Darren will be on air about quarter to 12. But at this stage, 11 to beat 2 and 4. Darren Flindell's best is Love Letter. That's race 3, number 7. What about you, Lizzie?
I'm race 4, number 7 in Palms of War. I think be very hard to beat today.
Race 4, number 7. Seriously, it's been great to have you on. That female voice, the tones, instead of that rough voice of Ron Duffacy, it's been great to have you on, and we'll see you and hear you through the afternoon from Canterbury.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day, guys.
Good on you, Lizzie. Lizzie Jelfs there. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, I'm Lizzie within Times of War, race 4, number 7, but just as a point of difference, Andrew, race 3, number 12, Slow Burn. I said earlier, I've been waiting for this filly to come to the races. I think she'll run a big race today.
Righto, that's the main one is 4-7, mm-hmm. And before that we can play with Slow Burn. That's race 3, number 12. All right, that's Canterbury, 12:30, free admission out there. We urge people to get out if you're looking for somewhere to do today. Get out, and Ray will be in contact. You'll be back on Wednesday with the 10 o'clock preview. Where are we Wednesday?
Wyong. Andrew. Yeah.
Wyong, we are too, yeah. Wyong. So you'll be back with that on Wednesday, and we'll read all the stuff during the week with the countdown to the Sydney Cup on Saturday. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks so much, Andrew, and good luck to our listeners this afternoon.
Good on you, Ray. Brett Devine's going to join us in just a tick, Glenn, but just back on the Sydney Cup, I went through a likely sort of 15 or 16 earlier, and Christian Reith's been booked to take the ride this morning on Chance to Dance. So once the tab get the nominations and a clearer picture after 11 this morning, the guys will update market in the afternoon.
Yeah, so it'll be an all-in market, Andrew, because we can start 14 runners in the Sydney Cup, and by the sounds of it, we're going to get more than 14 nominations. So
yeah.
The horses that did run in the original Sydney Cup do have preference to make the final field. So I think you had about 11 of them, didn't you?
Yeah, there was... I'll just get it back up where I've got it here, Glenn. But
there's no Al Moonkit, there's no Assign. Anis Mirabilis was
50-50. Yeah, now it's back in sort of discussions. It's going to gallop tomorrow.
And there's no Venga Mask, is there?
No Venga Mask. It's gone out.
So that leaves you with 10 or 11 of the original 14.
Yeah, yeah. So at the moment, I would have Who Shot the Barman, Libran, Tally, Chance to Dance, Big Duke, Mr. Impatience, Penglai Pavilion, Kaima, Pentathlon, Polarisation. They're the ones that I would have from the race a couple of weeks ago. And then the new names will be Harlem, Boom Time, Lasquiti Spirit, and Rock On for John Sargent. And there may be another one from Victoria. I know they're, I won't say the stable, but they were looking at it last night. So we know that the horses that were down to run in the Cup last Saturday week will get automatic starts if they want to, and then it's down to the others on what sort of order of entry and who gets a start.
Yeah, well, you'd have to think of those. Lasquiti Spirit would probably, in an order of entry, be ahead of some of those other ones.
And as we learned yesterday, Jeff Penzer will ride Rock On if it makes the Cup, and Bobby Alyssa will ride Lasquiti Spirit in that race at 51.5 as well.